Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, America. Our 50 states, our District of Columbia, our territories. Hello, everyone. Hello, world. Hello, Tink. I am Curtis Clinton. I'm vying for the presidency, yet I'm not a politician. And that's the key ingredient, I believe, that makes a good president. You've got to divest yourself of politics. And some people haven't done so. And we are facing some of those people in November. I hope you keep me in mind. It is 5:30 here in Northern Virginia, this Saturday, the 24th of September, 2016. I give the dates so you know what I said when I said it, and you could always refer back to the dates and pull up what I've said. It's the same right moves that we need to make. I'm not going to talk politics today because I'm not a politician. I don't like politics. I don't believe in politics. In fact, politics has ruined several countries, or should I say many countries. I give you a quick example. Look at our country today. Democrats, Republicans. Where is our Congress? The only way to pull this off is to have a non-politician as president, someone like myself. Because then we won't have hemming and hawing in Congress. I am parked. I am broadcasting live from our family car. I'm parked outside of a pizza place. From Brooklyn, we say pizza. There's no T, but we still say pizza. And the aroma of the baked bread and sauce with cheese is just coming across. It is scrumptious. I'm down to 270 pounds. I just walked 3 miles because you don't want an obese person for president. You want somebody that's fit. And by January, that is 4 months away, October, November, December, January, at 10 pounds a month, I could be at 230 and not look obese. And I care about everybody who's overweight. I'm going to talk about something very important. I wish you'd pay attention to it and listen, because there's got to be a solution. I want you to hear what I have to say, and I want you to remember who said it. And I want you to remember who's been thinking about it for a very long time and who caught on to this 9+ years ago. That's how long I've been on Blog Talk Radio. And I've tried to tell us that the Second Amendment isn't the Second Amendment, but right away people get up in arms. Yeah, get up in guns. I've got guns. Anybody could have a gun if they are responsible and respectable. Or you could be disrespectable, but you have to be responsible. So, recently in Washington State, in the mall, somewhere in an area it would be, Brunn, I got to remember it because I didn't catch on, a person shot 5 people. Now, if we say we want to control gun sales, who screams at that? People with guns? Look at it this way. You have a sandwich. You don't have any utensils. You're eating the sandwich. Hopefully it's wrapped because you don't want to eat from out in the street. You're coming in from work or somewhere and you pick up burger and you take it out of the wrapper. I hope your hands are clean. I see many of this stuff going on. We had a sale of books, Friends of the Library, and people were simply picking up the slices of corn, the slices of carrots, and picking up slices of meat and cheese, and they just worked boxes of books, used books, being placed on tables, carrying boxes with their hands. They didn't wash their hands. That's sickening. I'll speak to that because we don't do that anymore. People just don't care. They open up a straw. Even at Starbucks, somebody opens up a straw. They take it out of the wrapper with their dirty hands. They push it into their drink. That's good. Whatever on your hand is now in your drink. That's a good place for it to be. Well, don't turn me off, because if you do, you're going to turn yourself off. What I was saying is you're out in the woods, or you're out and you eat, maybe take out, and you have no plasticware, no silverware. You've got to dig in with your fingers, with your hands. You've got to pick things up with your hands. You don't have utensils. Guns are utensils. And in the hands of wrong people, people that are angry, that are not responsible, that have grudges, that can't control their urge, or they have a sickness of shooting people. There's a sickness associated with shooting people. It's watching death. It's a very touchy subject. Anybody listening in today, please. We need to take away guns from people who get guns for the purpose of shooting them at people. One gun protects you in your home. Oh. People coming into your home that are uninvited, that break in, there's a need for a gun. Police will not be at your door for several minutes. But more importantly, you don't have to shoot your gun if somebody's retreating. Like some people who try to use stand your ground defenses in Florida. They ran out of their home and they shot the suspect in the back. That is not standing your ground. That is homicide. You're fearful? There are things you can do. What concerns me here is a person, just like the person who shot 13 people in South Carolina. He bought a gun. He bought ammo. And he killed 13 people in the church. And now this person yesterday kills 5 people in a mall, in a woman's shop. We need to take guns away. Person is not just the disease. Person is not only diseased, but with no gun in his hand or her hand, that person can't do what the person wants. I was going to use another word, execute. They can't execute their idea or plan. That's what it is. You and I, we can control ourselves. We get angry. Our football team loses. We don't win the pennant. Okay? Last second shot goes in, 3 points. After we had the lead the whole game, we know. A lucky goal. Hope Solo can't catch the ball through her legs. It happens. But we're not going to be angry and go out and shoot people. But some people are shooting people because they perceive an offense. It was said that young school Muslims are trying to break with their old school parents, and so they join a terroristic group. They follow an extreme form of Muslim belief propagated by Gone, the Quran, and come up with these notions of this is okay under Islam. It's not. And these individuals are encouraged to kill people that are not Muslim, of the Muslim faith. These individuals need to be shot before they hurt someone or need to be imprisoned. Shot came out quite accidentally. Like I'm really going to waste your entire Saturday. I said what I had to say. Eat cleanly. Wash your hands. Look at the people that open up a candy bar with dirty hands, handling change and money, studying the candy. That's sickening. If I'm in the White House, I would remind everybody, wash your hands. There's something else that I think I can talk about. If you ever watch television with these commercials about real estate, pick this fine realtor. He'll sell, she'll sell your home in a reasonable amount of time. Look at Dr. So-and-so, who had his house on the market for 470-something days. And then came to my buddy, and he sold it in a quick 14 days. And then you hear this, the guarantee. I want you to think about it. Just like small print. If I'm in the White House, if I'm president, I get rid of small print. There is no need for small print. Anything that somebody has to say can be done in large letters. No more fast talk commercials. No more small print. In contracts, no more of this bull. So here's something. So this realtor gets on, or the spokesperson gets on and says, this realtor will buy your home guaranteed at a price agreeable to you and this person that you want. It has to be agreed to by the other person. So if you have a house listed for $700, that realtor is not going to buy the house for $700. That realtor, when the house doesn't sell, will say, okay, I guarantee to buy your house at a price agreeable to both. All right, $650. No. $625. Nope. $590. What else you got? $570. Sold. You got to read or listen to the fine, quick voice that doesn't tell you, or courteous. You'll guarantee to buy your house at a price agreeable to you and him. Yes, agreeable. So you better know what your house is worth before you start putting it on the market, and you better find out at what price, what is the ceiling for that realtor to buy your home. And aside from that, guns. Let's make gun buying difficult. If you're a hunter, if you have credibility, if you are, then yes. First-time gun owner, maybe a little bit more detail. By the way, FBI interviews of prospective bombers doesn't yield exile or prison. Anybody could say anything at any point in time and, oh, I'm not a terrorist. No, I'm not going to do anything. Bing. Person's a terrorist. So let's keep the guns out of people who are terroristic, who have the mindset for such. We can determine who will secure their weapon and only use it in safe situations, not involving shooting other people. When you get through with that, remember who said this, Curtis Clinton. No more pipeline. The Keystone Pipeline is dead in the water. We'll build a refinery up north, but no Keystone Pipeline. Why? Because the Colonial Pipeline servicing the eastern seaboard, delivering fuel, gasoline from Texas all the way up through New York, New England, well, it sprung a leak. Can you imagine? All that land, dirt around this pipeline, contaminated. Who's going to clean it up? It takes hundreds of years to clean up this stuff. No more pipeline, because even the most secure pipeline can rupture. For America, be well, see to it. I'm Curtis Clinton. I am vying for our presidency, doing it the Paul Revere way, without money. I'm not grabbing your money like Hillary Clinton. What a grabber. Or Donald Trump, who sent me, send money, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 50, 100 or more. Really? No. Oh, 1,000, my wife says. 5,000. America, you're being played. I've been telling you this. You don't want to pay attention because I'm not a politician. I'm not anyone that you see on the in the billboards, on TV, and commercials. I can't afford it. You can't afford it.
Now you're going to pay attention to me. You got a month and a few days. You pull the trigger on the wrong. You pull the, you drop the ballot with the wrong person's name on it. You'll suffer, and nobody's going to stop these shootings unless I get into the White House. I will do it better than Hillary or Donald. No way will they succeed because they have no mindset for doing this. So what are you going to do, America? Get the same old, same old? Get the same old crap from the White House and Congress? Or do you want to use courage? You want to be a patriot? You want to be smart? You want to go with the rookie? Yeah. Well, I already know the score. I'm not getting in. You're not voting for me. And we're going to be in a hole of sh. That's right, a hole of sh. So my sh is going to be extended. Your sh is going to be extended. That's what's going to happen. So surprise me. 119 million write-in ballots. Oh, my gosh. America came through. I got to come through. You're going to put me on the spot, aren't you? You're going to make me work my tail off. Yeah, you're going to keep me up all day. I know. You're going to demand the very best from me. You're going to demand everything good. Yeah, you're going to demand it. And I'm going to deliver it. I will make everyone happy with at least some of what I do. Everybody comes away a winner. I come away a winner. God, I care to be a winner. I care to do. And to do what I can do, I have to be in the White House. The only vice president, and I have somebody to look up to who's going to say, don't do this, don't do that. No. Trust me, and you'll be blessed. Don't trust me, and you got garbage in the White House. There is a book on Hillary Clinton. There's a book on Donald Trump. And people and countries are going to play these politicians. No one can play me. I need 120 million. I would like 120 million write-in ballots. 70 million write-in ballots will work. I don't want anybody dissatisfied with this election. I want everybody to see their path clear or see their way clear with voting for Curtis Clinton. It's not like I'm anybody special. No, get that out of your head. I'm not the usual qualified individual for the White House. I'm a person who can do what needs to get done. And there's no qualification for that. It's just got to be in you. You're not going to see it in work history. You're not going to see it in you know, I don't give seminars. I don't charge. Do you know I'm going to charge for a speech? Heck no. After the presidency, if I am elected president, when I become a regular citizen again, people are going to say, talk to us. Fine. Can you arrange for some bus fare or plane fare and a hotel room, you know, and maybe a couple of meals and something to take back on the plane? What does that come out to? $1,000? $250,000 like Hillary Clinton. She's a con artist. Stealing your money right from under your noses. With a big smile. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hillary Clinton. Pouty smile. Nothing original coming out of her mouth. Sorry. Good day.